AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Justice Department had been silent since FBI agents searched former President Donald Trump's Florida estate. Trump and Republican allies filled the vacuum. AP Sagar Mirghani reports Attorney General Merrick Garland says the warrant should now be unsealed.
After announcing his department wants the Mar-a-Lago search warrant unsealed,
this is all I can say at this time.
Attorney General Merrick Garland said that's what the law and fairness dictate. GOP Senator Lindsey Graham, a Trump ally, says when it comes to the ex-president, fairness doesn't exist.
Is it plausible the FBI would investigate President Trump without merit? Yes.
Saying Garland must explain exactly why the search happened.
And you may have a good reason, but there is so much suspicion out there.
Texas Congressman Troy Nails is more blunt.
They want to destroy this guy.
Telling the AP it doesn't really matter what a corrupt Justice Department says.
They lie to the American people.
Sagar Mirghani, Washington.
An armed man dressed in body armor tried but failed to get into the FBI office in Cincinnati this morning. Ohio Highway Patrol Lieutenant Nathan Dennis says the man led a state trooper and other police on a chase on I-71 north of Cincinnati.
Throughout the pursuit, it continued northbound on 71. The suspect vehicle did fire shots during that pursuit.
That from WKEF WRGT. Once the car was stopped, there were gunshots between the suspect and police. An Ohio County emergency management official says a standoff is over, but the posting on the Clinton County Facebook page included no information on how the standoff was resolved or the status of the suspect nor a motive for his actions. Small losses for the S&P and NASDAQ today, while the Dow gained 0.1%, up 27 points. This is AP News. A New Hampshire missing child case is now a homicide investigation.
Authorities say the search for a New Hampshire girl who disappeared at age 5 in 2019 but was not reported missing until late last year is now considered a homicide investigation. New Hampshire's Attorney General says that authorities have now concluded that Harmony Montgomery was murdered. Police first became aware that she might be missing when they received a call from the girl's mother in November. Harmony's father and stepmother have pleaded not guilty to charges related to her well-being. They told police that the father, Adam Montgomery, brought Harmony to be with her mother in Massachusetts around Thanksgiving in 2019. Her mother says that she last saw her daughter during a phone video conversation around Easter that year. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
An off-duty Rocky Mount, Virginia police officer, part of the mob that stormed the U.S. Capitol January 6th, is sentenced to more than 7 years in prison. Former Police Sergeant Thomas Robertson did not address the court before his sentencing. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.